you some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello, this is Betty. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
But then the dildo popped out of my mouth.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck?
Wow. Oh, you know, hey. I hate when that happens. Oh, hey. It looks like we're live. Oh, yeah. Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality
unit.
Are
you still waiting?
This is episode 244 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 2nd, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, clicky menu, clicky programming, then finally clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, just do it now and thank you. Okay, you're two lovable idiots, Joe and Anthony are going to get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. It seems like you got some better writing in there. That's great.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, fantastic. That's absolutely lovely. All right, let's see. We're in the TP segment. No, talking points. Yes, TP segment.
Yeah, so what's going on in your world?
Well, we'll be working from home for a bit, which will be lovely. That will be quite nice.
But you said it was pretty busy today for being work at home.
Well, you know, just because I'm working from home doesn't mean it's not going to be busy. Because, you know, shit still got to... I can do my shit, so I got to do it from home. But, yeah, no, there was a lot of...
It just means you can do it in your comfort of
clothes. I can do it in my comfy shorts. So, yes. But, yeah, we were pretty busy. We had a lot of tickets today. And that kind of kept me busy. Kept me really busy. But, you know, it was good. They helped the day go a lot faster, which is always nice. So, and then...
And welcome to your mother, who is in the chat room.
Welcome, your mother. Welcome too. In the chat. Thank you for joining us in the chat.
Yes.
Thank you. Sunday was an adventurous day. We ran some new conduit at the studios, which is good because, you know, we're going to install some fiber here in the studios and not the Metamucil type. And so that should give us some good throughput between our switches on our network and our servers.
Did you say some good poop out?
Some good throughput. Throughput. No. Throughput. Not poop out. Throughput. 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 I guess you could pretty much put that. But yeah, sure. Whatever. But anyway, in the process of going to Home Depot, my friend and I experienced Florida crazy walking down the suicide lane. Just walking, randomly strolling down the suicide lane. And then at a stoplight, there was a guy begging for change. But he had his catheter bag hanging off to the side of him as he was walking through traffic. So it was... That kind of set the tone the rest of the day anytime I went anywhere. It was pure Florida crazy. All of yesterday. It was quite amusing.
I would need to come home and like take a shower. And then, like...
Well, it's not like he, like, shook his colostomy bag all over me or anything like that, you know? The dude was just walking around asking for change. He didn't touch me. I didn't touch him. I mean, you know, I would have to go home and shower after that one. I'm like, that's a little dramatic there, Joe, don't you think?
Whatever we can do to raise ratings.
Whatever we can do to raise ratings. And tonight's strain is, I have a hell of a clue. I don't know. I forgot to look at the package, and it's back out in the green room.
That's a nice strain.
Yeah, it is a great strain, isn't it? I don't know. So we'll just say we don't know tonight.
Okay.
Because I can't go run back to the green room to find out.
No problem. So I'll tell you about my day and week and year and such and such. Well, I moved into the new studios. I moved in as of Monday. And thank you. Yeah, we got the network all set up. You know, I learned a lot from the first apartment, so yeah. It was a lot easier to deal with it this time around. And, you know, certain things, it's like they don't necessarily need to be on wires at this moment because they do have good connectivity with Wi-Fi. And the things that do need wires are on wires.
There
so,
you go.
There's a lot less clutter and untidiness and such. And yeah, I'm pretty happy. And in the place itself, the noise... unfortunately, the bar downstairs does get loud at certain points, but to start off, no. So I can start off with a good, clean sleep and then move on. So, yeah, and it's fresh, it's clean, it smells very nice.
Smells very nice. Now you're going to fart in and make it smell like poop.
The studios had cats for quite a few years.
True, true, and that will give you an aroma of kittiness.
Yes, and that aroma has been eliminated.
Okay, yeah.
So tonight's strain is we're still working with Gelato and Memberberry, folks.
Wow.
It's been a good road with these two. And tonight's wine is Carrying from Avian Science. Carrying.
Is that a screw bottle cap or a cork?
It's
stack?
A cork.
Oh, congratulations. We went fancy this evening.
Yes, it's a cork. Look, here's the bottle. Well, I have a lot of these bottles.
You have a lot of them. I see.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's a decent medium body wine.
Yeah.
Got a good brightness to it for red.
Fantastic.
But we're also drinking strawberry lemonade ice.
Ooh.
And we're having some coffee, and we have water.
Wow, you just have a whole lot going on over there, don't you?
Yes.
I just got water. That's
so,
all I have here.
You just got water. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
You know, I thought we were going to, but nobody left a voicemail anywhere. I have no voicemails.
What?
Yeah, I have no voicemail. I don't know where you think you left a voicemail, but there ain't no voicemail here. There ain't no voicemail here.
Blenda left a voicemail.
Duh.
I know it. I heard her from the other room.
You have no messages. Press
what?
2
no
to change folders. Press
yeah,
3 for
no
advanced
messages.
Options.
There are no messages.
Was she supposed to press any buttons after she left the message?
No, she just
hangs
up. Or
could she
up.
Just hang
unless,
up?
Unless there was no audio, and then it just wouldn't have recorded a message. How were you trying? How was Belinda trying to leave the message?
She used the handset.
Oh, I don't know then. That's kind of crazy.
That's sad, folks. We had a fun message from Blunda. I overheard it. But anyways, our chat room is open at shyampa.org. And by the way, our phone lines are ready for you if you want to give us a call at 813-327-8566 on
Absolutely.
Your celery
Absolutely.
Or rotary dial. But now we've got either time to talk or Anthony can go right into his weed corner.
Let me see. We should have probably started the weed corner already. So let's go into the weed corner. All right. So let's see. We'll do bad news first, good news last, in some weird, strange way. So our first story of the night comes from the Washington Post from Laura Riley. Last week, a dozen major food and beverage companies, including Pepsi, General Mills, and Kellogg's, called on Congress to do more to prevent the proliferation of marijuana-infused copycat products that mimic their well-known brands. They want to deter the sale of products by broadening an existing law so that THC-laced products that simulate the famous marks of known brands would be considered counterfeit. In a recent investigation of cannabis products, only 8% of packages were lookalikes, so it's not a widespread problem. However, the vice president for communications at the Consumer Brands Association said that online sales are where the products appear the most. The companies are asking for simple changes to the Shop Safe Act, which bars the sale of counterfeit products. They want the language to be amended to include the broader term of famous marks, which would actually be like, that would cover Chester Cheetah. Jesus, that was a mouthful.
Riding his skateboard,
which is already prohibited under existing law, but also the orange and red bag festooned with its signature nubby orange dusted puffs. So that's the thing. It's like you can't use Chester Cheetah, but you can. And I've seen these. I mean, you can find these products everywhere. And that's true. They do. Like the Trix ones, they kind of look like Trix. It kind of looks like this. It looks like that. So, so that's an interesting thing coming down. But here's a fun little thing. It's not going to last forever.
The fight to keep your visuals is pretty intense.
The fight to keep your visuals. Oh, yeah. No, companies are very, I mean, and it's not surprising. They're very big about their marketing and trademarking and shit like that. And, you know, it falls into the children. Think of the children and all that other shit. So
think of the children.
So our daily news comes our next weed story. It's by Carrie Burke and Thomas Tracy. Enterprising weed peddlers taking advantage of the state's lack, New York State's lack of marijuana regulations have turned Times Squares into a bud bazaar, where edibles and joints are freely sold from brightly colored trucks and makeshift street stands. On an average day, more than half a dozen weed trucks could be found parked between 41st and 51st Avenue and 6th and 8th Avenue selling their wares.
Wow.
The inundation of trucks and street stands have drawn the ire of Times Square merchants and residents who claim the trucks are taking up valuable parking spaces and making it appear that the area has become an open-air drug market. While the state's licensing program takes effect and dispensaries do open up, the trucks may quickly disappear. A marijuana attorney said legislation is already in the works to preclude any current sellers in this gray market from getting licenses. Once the licenses roll out, these without them will be hit with cease and desist orders and heavy fines attached. And that's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, Anthony, well, it's time for our word of the show. Are you ready?
Sure, I'm ready for word of the show. Why not?
And today, our word is funambulism, which can mean two different things. It can mean tightrope walking, like a person who is into tightrope walking, or it could be a show, especially of mental agility. Well, thanks, your mother. I hope you can think of even more exciting words as you explore your funambulisms down the narrow aisles of your nearby grocery store. I think. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
All right.
Well, we have random discussion time until 17.05. We can just let Roger take it away.
Let's let Roger take it away. Let's keep the show moving.
Let's keep it moving.
Holy
truffle surprise. Oh, hey, it's me, Roger, and I'm all lubed up with truffle oil.
Oh my goodness.
Wowzers. Whoopsie, okay fine, this is your national day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, slippy error truffle 6, anyway, today is May 2nd 2022, and oh boy, I have truffle oil leaking everywhere, anyway, error 6, it's National Life Insurance Day. Thank God, Melanoma Monday, oh no, and now, what all your buttholes have been strained to the limit waiting for? Woohoo, it's National Truffle Day. Wowzers. Joe is going to twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin. But will it be the insurance wheel?
Maybe.
Hold tight and shut your buttholes, otherwise truffle oil will squirt out your buttholes at unholy speeds. No. Yes.
Oh my. That's
Let's
a scary
see
thought.
What happens.
We don't want that
twiddle
to
away,
happen.
Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right, Joe.
Twiddling.
See what we get.
Twiddling.
Oh, we get the insurance wheel. The other insurance wheel. There we go. Kind of like moves around the room. It's quite interesting how it does that. It's like repositions itself, and then it spins again.
Little pieces of shrapnel everywhere I see.
Well, it doesn't damage the roof, so that means it's still, you know, no insurance claims, right? That's kind of it vibrates too. That's kind of vibrates all off. I like the way that feels. That's kind of nice. Woo! We win. We won. I don't know what we won, but we won something. Oh, there we go. Oh, there's your random news, I guess. Oh, and you get some change back along with it. Tonight's random story comes from the Huffington Post and tells about a Florida man who is trying to upend the state's infamous Don't Say Gay bill. Chaz Stevens, a self-described stunt activist, is objecting to the Bible's depictions of rape, cannibalism, bestiality, and more. Hold on a second. Had to do a little cough there. Chaz points out that the Bible casually references topics such as murder, adultery, sexual immorality, and fornication. And questions if we, you know, it's funny, as we go on in the evening and I smoke more, the words become harder. And questions if we really want to teach Florida's youth about drunken orgies with livestock and siblings. Stevens' past activism has included erecting a Festivus pole at the Florida Capitol and launching a petition to open various municipal meetings with a satanic invocation unless lawmakers drop their opening prayers. Last month, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a measure into law banning schools from using any book deemed pornographic or inappropriate for grade level and age group for which the material is used. The law also allows parents and others to object to books and other materials. Chaz says that if Republicans are going to ban books, then the whole library should be up to play. Chaz said on Twitter that he's working on a web-based app that would generate a PDF to help anyone send a letter to the local school board district requesting a ban on the Bible. We reached out to Chaz, and we were informed that the app should be available on Tuesday, which would be tomorrow. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you too can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Super Villains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Cheyenne Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 55 degrees. The dew point is 41, the humidity is 59%, and winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the no direction, and calm at calm miles per hour, gusting to warp calm at any moment, which means there's no winds. For you pilot
there's no
types,
wind.
The visibility
what are you
going to
do with no
miles.
Winds?
I don't know. A chance of that just means my farts will be stagnant everywhere. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 46. Tuesday, expect a gusty butthole alert because showers and possibly a thunderstorm will be warping in before 2 p.m. Then showers likely all day likely. High near 48. Wednesday, another windy butthole alert. Partly sunny with a high near 50. Northeast winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. Thursday, showers likely mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 53. Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 51. And for the weekend, looks like we can expect a few stray showers this weekend with temperatures in mid to upper 50s. And now for today's fun fact. Welp, in case you didn't know it, what do Miss Piggy and Yoda have in common? They were both voiced by the same person, puppeteer Frank Oz. And as Roger would say, wow. And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, press the any key for the news.
And now for the news.
Yes. So, from the Lost and Found Department, a Northern Illinois family who were renovating their home this month unearthed a bag of French fries that apparently been sitting inside a wall for more than 60 years.
Wow.
Yes, and this is from our friends at UPI from, you know, our good old Ben Hooper. Yeah, Rob and Grace were fixing up their kitchen and bathroom on April 16th in Crystal Lake, which is about 50 miles northwest of downtown Chicago, when they made the fast food discovery. They were replacing a built-in toilet paper holder, requiring them to open a 4x6-inch section of the wall. That's when they spotted a towel inside the wall, wrapping up something that the young parents initially feared. We were expecting the worst. We were like, oh my gosh, we were going to be unveiling a cold case here.
What's it
going to
be?
Grace, 31, said as she laughed Wednesday. I was shielding my kids in case there was any dried blood. Instead, what they found was a bag with two hamburger wrappers and a remarkably well-preserved order of fries.
That's kind of scary.
Not a cold case, just some cold fries, said Grace, the mother of children aged 2 and 5. They were very well-preserved. Their ranch-style house was built in 1959, and the Crystal Lake Historical Society has records of an early McDonald's having opened a half mile from the home the same year, the Chamber of Commerce said. It was only a carryout location with burgers costing 15 cents, fries 10 cents, and milkshakes 20 cents, town records showed. The wrappers found by the Jones family had the 1950s McDonald's mascot Speedy, who predated Ronald McDonald and emphasized the chain's, at the time, revolutionary fast service. They grew up in nearby Woodstock, said one of her mother's most vivid childhood memories was going to the 1955 grand opening of the McDonald's in Des Plaines, Illinois. That's where Ray Kroc opened his first franchise of the California-rooted fast food empire, which was started by Richard and Maurice McDonald. The couple posted photos of the fast food archaeological find on social media accounts, and it has prompted them to learn more about their community's history. It's been unreal. We didn't expect this to take off the way it has. We just thought it was a cool find. It's been awesome. It has been so much fun. It's been neat in learning about the history of our neighborhood. And no, the family did not eat the aged fries. The papers are now tucked away in a folder, and the fries are in Tupperware, stored high, so the children can't get to them for a snack. I don't know why you would keep them, but, you know, that's just...
That was an absolutely riveting story. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. You want to talk about riveting? Well, this is the first and maybe a last. A young man's session of masturbation inadvertently led him to spending almost a week in the hospital. Want to gather as to why or how, why, Anthony?
Let's see. He tried to masturbate with super glue. No. Quick set
glue.
Sure. I don't know. A Hoover. He used a Hoover. That's what it was. He used the Hoover.
No, he didn't use the Hoover. No.
He didn't get his Willy Wacker stuck in the Hoover.
No.
His Willy Wonka.
Well, in a recent case report from Switzerland, the doctors detail how a 20-year-old ended up with air leaking into his chest after some seemingly innocent self-love. Fortunately, the injury wasn't severe and he recuperated just fine. According to the report published in the May issue of Radiology Case Reports, the man visited the emergency room with stabbing chest pain and trouble breathing. His face also had gotten swollen, and his doctors could hear distinct crackling sounds as he breathed in and out. His symptoms had begun while he was lying in bed and masturbating. Chest sounds soon revealed that he had something called pneumoniomediastinium.
Yes, I had that last summer. They gave me some antibiotics and it cleared right up.
a condition where air circulating through the respiratory system somehow ends up escaping into the space in the chest between the two lungs, the mediastinum. The man's air sacs were also damaged, and he required high doses of oxygen. Doctors made the decision to put him in the intensive care unit for observation, and he was given preventive antibiotics and acetaminophen. Pneumomediastinum can be caused by physical trauma to the lungs or esophagus. It can also spontaneously arise when a sudden increase in pressure within the chest cavity causes a tear in certain lung membranes, allowing air to leak out. This kind of injury is more likely to happen in young men, and known triggers include an acute asthma attack, strenuous exercise, or violent vomiting. The man only had a history of mild asthma and denied any other known risk factors, so near as the doctors could tell, his masturbation had to be the culprit. When the doctors looked through the medical literature, they did find a few reports of this injury likely brought on by sex, but this seems to be the first documented instance of self-love being to blame.
Well, maybe he's, you know, maybe his version of self-love is pretty rough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not everyone, you know, is all gentle with it. But damn, dude's got to calm down a little bit there. He's done putting himself in the hospital.
Yeah. Ooh, Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty.
Is a very talented bird.
Oh, yes. Fiddles McGinty. Mm-hmm. Yes, with a talented bird. Sounds exciting, mm-hmm. Joe. As mm-hmm. Joe chews some food. Yes, we'll all wait for Joe to chew his food on the air.
To read the script.
Yes, Joe, it is Fiddles McGinty. We know that.
An African bird named Echo.
Echo.
Is out to prove
Echo.
That birds can be painters too at the Maryland Zoo. The embassy care team at the zoo is training Echo how to paint and posted a video of the carrot creating abstract art on Twitter. Will she bet the next bird castle? Will she be the next bird castle?
Yep.
That was very
you heard it here, Cyber Radio, the Joe and Anthony show. Keep it up. Go on. Please.
Echo.
Please tell us about the Bercasso.
Echo paints by grabbing a sponge dipped in paint with her beak. Echo then takes the sponge to a sheet of paper and moves it all in all different directions. Echo also receives treats for taking part in the activity. Painting is a great enrichment activity that keeps Kitty mentally stimulated and allows her to use her natural adaptations. She sure is creating quite a masterpiece, the zoo continued. Wow. And that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
With Fiddles McGinty special. So, I have a question. Did we do a different story on Echo a while ago? I have a feeling we've talked about this bird before.
Did we?
Did this bird, did this bird, once save, a child from a burning building or something? Or learn how to drive a car? This was, like a car-driving parrot or something? I want to say we've done another thing about Echo the African Grey. This might be a famous bird. This might be your second Echo story we're carrying. We can do a new series about it. The series. Echo the series. Doesn't that sound exciting, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Do you want to be part of this derailed Southern fried tire thumping toilet seat licking GMO loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or give us a call or give us an email. Not a call. If you can call us on an email, fucking go for it. Play us at chiamba.org. This week on This Week Out. Jesus. This week on This Way Out, Michigan State Senator Mallory McMurro slams a grooming smear. The DeSantis versus Disney feud flames don't say gay flames. And in other news, a Russian court strangles a queer activism funder. South Korea Supreme Court halts military jail for same gender sex. Marriage equality loses a first round in the Navajo Nation process. And Kansas governor says gay. And a Nevada school board candidate declares homosexuality unconstitutional. God fuck us all. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still be funnabletalistic-ish in 4 minutes when we return. If I can find the button. It's always about finding the damn button. Here we go. What? Do you have an announcement?
Nope.
Okay. It's not your mama's birthday, is it?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Happy birthday, your mama. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line and use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
There's something exciting, something delighting, something to make a special cook out tonight. Right from the bite, vegetable sight. Cook out with dinner, always a winner. Cook out delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special. Cook out tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam. Or just by themselves. They really are good. Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
You are listening to Chiampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Weekend with Joe.
Are you catching Weekend with Joe? You should be. Tune in every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, only on Chiampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that sponges can hold more cold water than they can hot? Did you know that fire usually moves faster uphill than downhill? And did you know that camel's milk does not curdle? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, thanks for keeping it tuned, man, to Chiampa Radio. We've got so much here at the station. Check out our website by visiting www.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info. Coming soon on weekends, we're going to be offering up a Sunday tea dance. It's going to be hosting some really awesome DJs from around the world and a nice little weekend segment. Which means Joe Weekends will probably get a nice little boost up into Joe Weekend Evenings. Because Joe Wisdom, well, sometimes he doesn't get enough time to play with the dials. So keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. We've got some fun stuff coming up for you.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com. Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robot things?
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, We've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Roger. All right. Before we continue, it is...
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Do you have anything else to say, Betty? Or Roger? Mm-hmm. Either of you?
Roger, you stink.
Okay. Good. Get it out. There you go. Get it out. All right. Before we continue, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 81 degrees. The humidity is currently at 61%. The dew point is 66, and visibility is 10 miles. Are you excited by that?
Yeah, because that means it's slightly humid.
It's always humid. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms before 2 in the morning. Partly cloudy with a low around 73. On Tuesday, you'll have a 20% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. Sunny with a high near 91. On Tuesday night, a 10% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms before 8. Partly cloudy with a low around 74. On Wednesday, we'll see a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2. Sunny with a high near 91. And on Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 74. And that's it for your Chiampa weather. Time for some crazy Florida news.
Yay, crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news. I'm waiting for the script to load. Here we go. All right, our first Florida story of the night comes from WESH News Orlando and tells us about duplicity, Florida style. As crews were recovering debris from last Tuesday's helicopter crash in Lake Apopka, they discovered something exciting. The Orange County Sheriff's Office initially was bewildered by the discovery of wreckage from a second helicopter.
Oh, no.
So not one, but two helicopters. Yes. It, according to police, it appears that the second helicopter also went down yesterday later or that day later in the day on the same day or the same day the first one went down. The county's marine unit is assessing and more information is expected later. Residents of the area were stunned to learn that two choppers went down. The first helicopter crash was part of an operation to spray pesticide on the lake to reduce the growth of invasive plants, and it was doing that spraying when it went down. It is not known why the second helicopter was involved in the same operation or not, but according to the tail number, it is owned by Coastal Helicopters in Panama City, Florida. The FFA, FBFI, and National Transportation Safety Board and Investigation Department will investigate. So you get two helicopters for the price of one. Two helicopter accidents for the price of one.
Ew.
Yeah, right? Yeah, our next Florida story, that is apparently nobody died. Nobody died, so that's good, you know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, they all survived. It was just two helicopters. You crash it, right? You crash one, you go to get it, and you crash it again. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from CNN and tells us about a... What part?
What happened?
I don't know. Apparently, something is misspelled.
We have breaking
up
news?
In here. No, we don't have Mrs. Anyway, a party favor gone wrong in Florida. I don't know. Apparently, I can't read my own writing here. When Seminole County deputies arrived at a community clubhouse in Longwood, Florida, on February 19th, several wedding guests were being treated by county fire rescue personnel for symptoms consistent with that of someone who used illegal drugs. A pot party favor gone wrong. I don't know how the pie came in there. So it's a pot.
Piot.
Party a pot party favor going on. All right, John. When Adevia asked Dana and her husband, Andrew, whether they had requested or consented to the food containing cannabis at the wedding, Andrew stared at the deputy with a blank expression for a few moments before stuttering through a no. Deputies collected food and glassware from the wedding venue that had been used by guests, including a beer glass, lasagna, and desserts.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. The lasagna later tested positive for THC. There's weed in the lasagna.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Woo, I like that.
That's lasagna. Not oregano.
That's not oregano, that lasagna. Some guests reported feeling stoned and high and ill, according to affidavits, while another said he felt weird, tingly, fidgety, and had extremely dry mouth. According to the affidavits, one woman who attended the wedding told an investigator that while she was at the hospital, she felt paranoid and believed that her husband wasn't telling her the truth about other family members and that her son-in-law had died and no one was telling her. She really had a bad trip. She said she became loud and unruly in the emergency room and had to be given medication to calm down. Lab tests showed that three wedding guests had pee tests that were positive for cannabis. What if they smoked weed before the wedding? When affidavit alleged Dana agreed to and allowed Jocelyn, the caterer, to lace the food she served with cannabis unbeknownst to the attendees, many of whom became ill and required medical attention. One guest told investigators that after she realized she was high, she asked Dana if she had put marijuana in the olive oil. The guest told a deputy Dana answered yes and acted excited, according to the reports. However, another guest said that when she texted Dana from the hospital asking what was happening and what she was given, the bride responded that she had no idea. According to court records, both Dana and Jocelyn have bonded out of Seminole County Jail and will be arraigned in June. Whew, that was a bit of a tongue twister.
Wow.
Yeah, so you go ahead and you spike the food. You spike your wedding food with weed. So your whole wedding party gets high. I will go for some high lasagna. I'll take some high lasagna, thank you.
Well, I just came up with a show title
that
idea.
You just want to eat more of. What? What's the
THC
show
THC in your lasagna.
There you go. Or how about high lasagna?
Mm.
I don't know. I like high lasagna. But you can do THC and lasagna. Let's let them float. All right.
High lasagna. I like
high
that.
Lasagna. Our final and naked Florida news story of the night comes from NorthEscampita.com News and tells us about a man who is getting a little too hot and bothered in the neighborhood. William, 45, was charged with trespassing, resisting arrest without violence, and indecent exposure. Deputies arrived at a Cantonment, Florida resident to find William completely naked in the front yard. He refused to place his hands behind his back and was taken to the ground by deputies who grabbed his legs and upper body. A resident of the home told deputies he was inside his house when he heard William screaming and cussing. He looked outside to find William naked in the front yard. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office told William was indefinitely trespass warned from the home back in May of 2020. William remained in the Escambia County Jail with bond set at a simple $600. Look, if you get $600, you can get a Why Not Me. Come on down to Florida and claim your Why Not Me, Joe, for $600.
You know, I was going to say, it's very hard to have a naked story here in Chicago area.
That is a shame. That is, you would think you would get more naked people, but I guess not.
Nope.
The naked people are prevalent in Florida. They like to get naked in Florida.
Because it's hot.
This is true. It does get hot. And when it gets hot, oh my God, sometimes that's all you feel like you need to do. You just got to take all your clothes off.
Get naked. Ice bucket challenges
ice
all day
bucket.
Long.
Showers are great. Showers are
all right, buddy. I'm getting to you. Here you go.
All right, come
Roger,
on, there
you
go, Betty.
Stink.
Oh,
well,
yeah, Betty, we heard
you
that
can
already.
Thank the database that you are tuned
nice.
Into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique Q Studio experience.
Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment, take it away the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much once again, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, we were talking today about your state's way of limiting how much weed you can purchase.
Yeah, isn't that some crazy shit?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like some kind of, like, calculation based on my recommendation and my actual usage and what have you. So I get, I think my recommendation is like 2.5 ounces a month, and I'm down to a little more than a quarter. I could buy a quarter a day. I can't buy more than a quarter a day. A little bit more than that, like 0.3.
See, now I purchase 7 grams. And no, I purchase about 10.5 grams every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So apparently, I don't trigger any overload warning.
You don't overload.
How much is 10.2 grams in ounces? 10.2 grams.
That's almost half an ounce.
Ounces.
14 grams is half an ounce.
No, that's 0.3597944.
Oh, okay.
So that's about the amount that triggers your over limit.
Your over limit.
No, your over limit.
My over limit.
Yes. Right? Did you say that's about as much you can purchase?
I think so. I sent you the picture. You saw the picture.
Yeah.
It's like it's 0.3. It's like a little more than a quarter.
But he allowed me to have a package of gummies.
Okay.
Which I'm debating if I'm going to have the other two now. I think I am.
Okay. I've been making gummies. I'm making donut-shaped gummies now.
But now this is going to limit gummies. How much gummies you can make, right?
That is incorrect. Actually, that's the funny thing. This only applies to smokable marijuana. Only smokable marijuana. So I can buy as many gummies as I want until I hit my limit. I can buy as much oil, as much concentrate. I can buy it all in one day if I wanted to.
Interesting.
But weed, the flower, I can only buy like a little bit more than a quarter a day. Which sucks because I like to stock up on payday, you know. I get close to a good ounce on payday, you know. And it's like, oh, great, I'm going to stop at the weed store more regularly on my way home. What a pain in the ass.
Now, does that mean... Because you pre-ordered, don't you?
I do pre-order, yeah.
Usually. So that means you have to pre-order each day now?
I'll have to pre-order like a few... I'll just be pre-ordering more often. I mean, a quarter will last me, but it's not going to last me all week.
See, here, I can't pre-order anymore at my favorite...
Really?
No.
Well, that's a shame. I can order it
on the day of, but I can't seem to order it the previous day or any day.
Oh, I can only order it the previous day if they're already closed for the night. That's the only time they'll let me order the day before. But see, like, Trulieve will hold for 24 hours. So Trulieve holds 24 hours from when you put the order in. So I can order any time at Trulieve, and I have that 24 hours. So if I order it at 10 o'clock at night, I have until they close the next night, up to 24 hours. Cureleaf only will hold it for that day. So, like, if I order in Cureleaf at, like, 5 o'clock in the evening, if I'm not there by 8, they put it back in stock regardless they close my order.
Oh, that's strict. That is very strict.
I think it's because they dispense already.
I see.
So when you order... when you go to pick it up, you're already dispensed.
I feel dispensed right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you can too if you join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Is there supposed to be music playing in the background?
Yeah, there's some music in the background.
I don't hear anything. Oh, no, I do. I did turn the volume way up. There we go. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that better?
I was having technical difficulties in my
ear. You were having difficulties in your earballs.
So, yeah, I still have a little bit of unpacking left to do, but it's not too much.
So that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I think we were talking also prior to the show that I've subscribed now to BritBox, which I like it. It's got all those fun English shows.
I do like a good British comedy. So, I mean, I'm interested. I mean, if you check out some of the new ones, let me know how they are, because if the new ones are kind of nice, I'd check them out. I mean, there was like one British one that I watched a while ago, but I think it was just strictly a Netflix one. It was called Fleabag. That one was pretty funny.
Fleabag. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, take a peeky looky at it.
What's your favorite show, folks? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and tell us all about it. Or stop off in the chat room. You know, if you stop off in the chat room when we're not here and you type a message, it'll probably be there until somebody figures it out that you left one.
Well, I go in there and I clear it out from time to time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I swing by every now and then during the week.
Are there messages there?
Not really.
Oh.
Sometimes there's like spam bots there.
Oh, you like know. Get your Viagra now.
Get your Viagra now. Rock hard erections. Extend your car's warranty. You know, shit like that there.
Get car shield for your bong.
Get car shield for... You know, some of those bongs are damn expensive. My friend, you know, Brian, he had a bong. He had one of those pieces of glass that were like, fuck. I think he spent close to like $200 on it. It was quite an impressive piece. But at the end of the day, he accidentally knocked it over and broke it. Which is a shame. You know, it's a dirty shame.
But I remember I broke something of yours in one of your apartments or house or something.
I think you've broken a few things in my apartment's house, various places. I mean, we've known each other for over two decades, so that's not too surprising. I mean, I think I've broken things at yours. If not, I've discovered odd devices behind cabinet doors. So, you know, we've all. I mean,
I miss those cabinet doors.
You do miss those cabinet doors, mm-hmm. Do you? And the dildonic devices that they protected. That was funny. And then I remember you falling down the stairs at the basement, and then putting a dent in the wall at the end of the stairs because you were so drunk you just went right down the stairs. It's quite funny. I'm surprised you didn't kill yourself. It was quite amazing that night.
Yes. Oh, what a night.
Right, but no, you did. You know, it's all good. You know, you do your crazy shit. I mean, you know, you don't. You seem to break less and do less destructive things on weed than you do on liquor. Liquor is when you tend to break things because you fall over. I think you like fall or you like your coordination gets really off when you drink a lot, and I think that's how you break things. I don't notice you breaking things when you're high. Other than the occasional pipe and shit, but that's a given. That happens anyway. We all do that shit.
Yeah, especially if it's delicate glass.
Yeah, I know, right?
I get like Elizabeth in are you making appearances?
Elizabeth. Yeah.
I've been addicted to that show. I do love that show.
Yeah.
I think what I really like about it is the quick wit and humor and just the way they kind of mesh together.
All the characters are very good, and they all have actually a pretty good background if you read more about the background of the characters. They all have a pretty good history before the show, and I actually enjoy it so much. I've collected the whole set on DVD. So you know,
ooh, DVD,
right? So that's always a nice thing to have.
How many of you all use DVD? Let us know. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Well, the ugly lights come on soon, so you got 40 seconds to tell us about your DVD.
But you can
experience.
Call us and leave a voicemail message.
That is true. You could call and leave a voicemail message. That is always
possible. We like
a possibility.
Voicemail messages.
Yeah, we like a lot of things, you know? There's a lot of things that we like.
I think our show title this week is going to be
Yeah, that's a great one.
Hi, lasagna.
Hi, lasagna. How are you? Hi, lasagna. I like hi, lasagna. Hi, lasagna is good.
Hi, lasagna.
Because that's how I feel. I've been pre-gaming it till the show, and now we're at the show, and my lights keep changing colors, and it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and god damn, I literally forgot where the exit is. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way. Don't forget, we have a donate now button on our website. It's non-tax deductible, but it still gives us money to buy things in support of our cause. Joe, go ahead.
Oh, shit, where am I? Hi, hi, hi.
Wow, what a fun show.
And we're glad you could have joined us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
Now I must scroll down the script further into the abyss. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added technique audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned into Chiamp Radio. That's right. Maybe it's a tablet. Maybe it's a dildo with a speaker in it. Or maybe just an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise, it says, damn it, I just need to listen to Chiamp Radio right now. Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. I mean, go there right now. Go there now for a complete listening experience. That's chiampa.org.
Yep, that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Ba-ba-da-da.
I think I'm going to sleep well tonight. I got a shower.
Good.
I got a shower, and I got to go to the office tomorrow. We're kind of doing a rotating schedule this week.
Ooh, rotating schedules.
Well, there's not. It's only like a, because it's like a temporary office, so it's like a very, very small amount of people. So there's really no need for like a whole group of us to be on site. What is happening to your thing? You're going all crazy with your colors. Your colors have gone crazy.
I figured out I have Color Loop available to me as well.
Color Loop.
See? I have Color Loop.
I have Kwanzaa Color Loop.
Ooh.
That's my Color Loop I am using. I can speed up Color Loop to make it fast. See, Loki.
I don't know if I have that capability. Oh.
I think I have a 4th of July one, too. Oh, my goodness.
That I have fireworks.
You do have fireworks. Wow, we are just all doing a bunch of crazy stuff today, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, goodness. Wow. This is just awesome. All right, folks. You know what they say. We're crazy. And it's true. We are crazy. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Anyway, we should be back next Monday. If not, just keep checking us out. Joe's moved in, so I think we should be back to our regular schedule again. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go running around naked in someone's front yard after you laced your guest's food with THC and crashed not one, but two helicopters into the same spot on the same day. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an eye for intersexualization.
Blah, 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 with an E.
Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.